All right. This is nice to be out of my comfort zone. I don't think it's worth sharing my stresses over the last little bit, but I'm thankful the Lord is faithful. And for brethren encouraging me. I'm going to share a short opening this morning. I don't see the lack of it so much in here at all. It's that we love our neighbor as ourselves, and not being critical one toward another. But the reason why I have it on my heart to share, and it's been on my mind for over a month already. But being critical or the lack of love, it starts small and it starts with little things that we start being critical one towards another. And before it's a big thing where we don't know how to solve it. And I just know in my own life, I have to check my own heart. How do I view this brother? What do I think of this brother? And I know sometimes there's little things that can come in that can bring to a place where, yeah, you actually have a difficult with somebody else. And that just the thought of checking our heart, how do we view one another? And Luke 18 is a chapter that I've been, we'll just turn there. That's been on my mind for a while. And there's a parable that Jesus gives in verse 9. Well, first of all, 18 verse 1. I'll just read that chapter in a little side note. 18 verse 1, it says, "And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint." This verse has been an encouragement to me for a long time for Burning Helen's situation. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. The picture is there that we have the temptation of fainting, to get tired when we do it continually. And that the picture is there that we don't. And that's my encouragement to everyone here and to myself, that we don't faint, we don't grow tired, we don't stop. And we continue to pray and we wait for that to be completed. And so, but verse 9, he says, "And he spake this parable unto certain which trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others." And this is a mindset that we can have towards others. I don't see it here, but it can start within, that we look down on others, we think them less than what we are, and God is not pleased with that. That's not of God, that way of thinking. We were singing that song this morning, "Just As I Am," and a brother mentioned a while, that's pretty much the Christian life, just as I am, without one plea. We come to Him as we are, and in need. And so, yeah, having that critical mind put away. And it says, "Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee, the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, 'God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this publican. I fast twice in a week, I give tithes to all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.' And then Jesus says, 'I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted.'" This mindset of even, it sounds like this Pharisee, he had his life pretty in order, like everything was going right. You could put it to in our life, like what do we have in order? Do we have everything lined up that we're at a place that we're trusting in ourselves and not in the Lord? These can be temptations that we can have. we can despise others, whether it's the way their relationships, their family, the way they relate one to another, or the way they work, whatever it would, like just normal things in life. And that we, this is something that the Lord, he spoke to me a while ago. I read that and I challenged my own heart. Do I look at somebody else that they should be doing this and this, or look down on them? And that, and just to check ourselves, that we be careful in that area. And and the commandment to love. That's a commandment. Like it says, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. Another part is, husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. I know for myself, with my wife, if we're going through a little bit of rocky times, it's for me to pray, it's useless. If I have something in my heart against her, I'm on my knees and I'm wasting my time there. I know what to do. I know that I ought to love her. And it's a decision. It's not a feeling at that point, because I'm frustrated with her. And that's a decision. And I think, just like that, if I, with my brother, sometimes it's going to be a decision. Something that is bothering us one with another. We're going to decide to love this brother. We're going to decide to work this thing through and to love one another. And I see that in our midst. I don't see this, that there's issues or anything. I see the love, I feel the love, and I believe there's times that, like, I'm not always choosing to love my wife. I love my wife. The feelings are there and everything. It's amazing. But that's not always the case. So yeah, just a short little word to just watch for, that we keep a pure heart in that.
If there is no one there.